Hello and welcome to Music for the Observant here on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. That was David Bowie with See Emily Play. I note that, even though it was not on my show, because so few songs feature people named Emily. My name is Emily, for context. And it's nice when your name is recognized. It's a pretty common, or at least I've always thought it was a pretty common boring name. So it's nice when someone, like David Bowie sings a song about you. Yes, but today on music, I've been away for a week, for reading week in a pit of psychological crime dramas, and gourmet ramen. So I've fallen a little bit out of touch, with with the new music. So I've pulled some stuff that looks interesting. And we are going to find out together. So up first is a track from our artist, Violetine. And the song is Denial, off the album Denial. I'm not really sure what to expect. But yeah, this is a path of discovery, and we're on this road together. We can hold hands, we can just walk in silence, we can talk about stuff. But let's go. Denial from Violetine. Just kidding. For some reason, that link doesn't seem to be working. So we are going to jump to a potential alternate. This is keeping me on my toes. But we are going to go for a song called Death Mask by Her Harbor. And if this one doesn't work, we are going to try something funky.
I've watched a tree grow, death mask. The people have gone home, scattered the board, and scattered my your small city drunk on the dream, scorned what's left of me. You covered a cold and cradled a fool. I'm anymore, a swarm
And welcome back to Music for the Observant here on CITR 101.9 FM. So initially, we heard Death Mask from Her Harbor, and then followed by the track that I intended to play first, Denial from Viola Teen. Yeah, those are both nice. I really like them. They're very soothing. I have discovered I say that a lot on this show. I like soothing music. But up next, we are going to play a track from an artist called Zachary Gray. The song is called La Bibliothèque, which for all of you who did not go to fourth grade in Canada, that means the library. It reading that just brings back these like incredibly vivid memories of like the worksheets and workbooks we did in French, labeling different buildings in the city and stuff like that. It's a little bit too raw still. I really don't think there's a way to make English classes, no, second language classes that fun. But maybe this song will be fun. So, La Bibliothèque from Zachary Gray.
Thank you.
All right, that was Zachary Gray with La Bibliothèque. That did not remind me at all about, like, these sentiments or feelings that thinking about the word La Bibliothèque and, like, the library. What am I saying? French class. In French class, we learned a lot about words of, you know, parts of the school, parts of the community. One was, of course, the library, and I have very bad memories of elementary school French class, but that song did not remind me of elementary school French class, and for that, I consider it an excellent song. We're going to just move right along. I'm enjoying just, you know, listening to these songs that are new and I was unaware of until this day, and perhaps you too. The next track, artist called Sarcastodon. I didn't actually say that aloud till now, and I wonder if it's like some kind of play off the word sarcastic. No, actually, I've heard it's a prehistoric creature, maybe? I don't know. I'll look it up. But Sarcastodon with Swim High.
Swim. How do you like your media?
Raw.
Spicy.
Free.
I like my media sunny side up.
Shape your media just the way you like it by supporting CITR. Every year, we ask listeners, readers, friends, and family to support CITR by donating to our annual fund drive. It keeps the station running, and it helps us take on new projects. This year, CITR is looking to help our community shape their media by fundraising to provide new training sessions in current affairs journalism, giving creators new skills to shake up the media landscape. Thursday, March 9th at 12 p.m. to March 16th, we're opening up our phone lines old-school telethon style. Call in during your favorite programs to hear about the special prizes each show is offering. You can support CITR and Shape Your Media by making a pledge. You can also make a pledge now online at www.citr.ca/fundrive. How do you like your media, John?
Spicy. Is that good?
Thank you.
Wait, hold on.
I think
Keegan also said spicy. Can I say something else?
Mm-hmm.
No, can you ask me a question again?
How do you like your media?
Well done. But that's not like what CITR is, more like a rare steak.
Hi, you're listening to CITR. My name is Paula, and this is Pride Facts. I have words for you. Words that have been reclaimed by the LGBTQ+ community. Reclaiming language is taking words that have been used to degrade a community and turning the meaning around. Taking away the negative connotation of the words can be liberating. Let's take a closer look at the word queer and its history. Originally, it was used in 16th century Scotland to mean peculiar or eccentric. Contemporary synonyms of the word are odd, unusual, strange. The word, used as a term towards the LGBTQ+ community in the late 19th century, was reclaimed in the 1990s by a New York-based group of activists named Queer Nation. Their aim was to take the word out of violators' mouth and give it a positive connotation by self-identifying as queer. The famous slogan, "We're here, we're queer, get used to it," was coined by the group. The word queer is still considered offensive by some members of the LGBTQ community. Many feel uncomfortable using a word that caused them so much harm. Why use it then? Advocates for the usage of the word queer use it as an adequate umbrella term for LGBTQ+. It is considered inclusive of all sexual orientations and non-binary, unlike the terms lesbian or gay. Create your vocabulary app by checking out the following web pages: positivespace.ubc.ca/terminology, www.glad.org/reference/transgender, www.autostraddle.com. Check out the series More Than Words. They discuss queer words. Happy Pride, everyone.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Welcome back. This is Music for the Observant here on CITR 101.9 FM. The track we played most recently was Sarcastodon with Swim High. Super into that. Pretty nice samples. I was into that. I was also looking up Sarcastodon, the animal, the prehistoric animal behind the band name, and they're really intense. They apparently weighed about 1,800 pounds, and were just like giant, beefy hyenas that had teeth that allowed them to bone crack, and also cutting blades. I don't know. They look scary and old. It's a solid name to, if you self-identify with this creature, I will respect you. So yes, the Sarcastodon with Swim High. Moving right along, so we have time to get through everything. The track artist Jackson, but spelled with an X. And if you're wondering how to spell Jackson with an X, it's J-A-C-K-S-X-N. Yeah, so, you know, if you want to name someone something a little bit creative, maybe your son or daughter, your dog, your child, who knows? Maybe it'll be the name of Gwyneth Paltrow's next baby. So here's Jackson with Pond Water. Enjoy.
Let's listen in as one poor soul tries to find something good to enjoy on the radio. Let's see here, God, ugh.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Ugh. Everybody. God, this is awful.
When I climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down, climbed up.
Ugh. Isn't there anything, 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 anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Discorder magazine, or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
Tune in every Tuesday from 8 till 9 p.m. for Inside Out with your hosts AJK and Zia for exciting new dance music.
And I am back. Me, Emily. Here are music for The Observant here on CITR 101.9 FM. Last track, Jackson with an X. Song Pond Water. Coming up next is a track by the artist Aquaserge. That's also a pretty cool name. Actually, a lot of the artist names on my playlist today would make interesting, unique children names. We had Jackson, like Jackson, but like with a bit of an edge with that X in there. Aquaserge. That sounds like Serge, but like you know, born on Vancouver Island, around Patchouli. There's Sarcastodon, which is just like a really hardcore child that like will headbutt you. But yeah, so if you're looking to name someone or something, I recommend looking at alternative artist names. Anyway, here is Aqua Serge with the track Virage Sud. And then I think we're going to go straight into another track for the sake of time. The artist is Forger. The song is called 3, Roman numeral 3. And then maybe we'll be back for one more song. Off we go.
Thank you.
that was Forger with the track 3, preceded by Aqua Serge with the song Virage Sud. I think that's French, as usual. I butcher the French words on this show. But yes, we are almost out of time for today. We are going into one more track. I've been surprised by my own show today, in the sense that I did not know very much about the music I played today. As I said, I have been out of touch with reality for about a week. But I have fuzzy feelings for all of the songs for many different reasons. I think we're going to close out the show with a track from the Luyas. The song is called Never Before. Thanks for tuning in to Music for the Observant here on CITR 101.9 FM. And next week, there's going to be some special programming going on all day, including my show. I'm not really sure exactly what's going to be going on my particular show, but it is International Women's Day. And in honor of that, we're doing all programming by women or femme-identified or genderqueer people. So that's very exciting. Next Wednesday is going to be a good day for radio. You've been listening to Music for the Observant here on CITR 101.9 FM, closing out with the Luyas with Never Before. Yes, concluding words. Enjoy the rest of your day. Goodbye. See you later. We're just going to start the song now. The Luyas, Never Before. And I